Hi, this is Penny at PAWS, P-A-W-S with Penny. And today I'm coming to you from Catnip Casa Cat Refuge, as usual. We love the senior and special needs kitties here, and that's where we like to record and who we like to tell about. Today we're talking about allergic pets, specifically pet food ingredients that are relevant to animals with allergies. As I see daily recalls of our food, our pet food, and our kids' toys, I decided to do a bit more research on the pet food ingredients to learn more about how to read them. This turned out to be a bigger project than I thought, and here are a few of the key points that are causing pet parents concern. If the name of the food includes "with," the food only needs to have 3% of the named ingredients. For example, a cat food with liver must only have 3% liver. If a food advertises as beef food, it has to have at least 95% beef on a dry matter basis. That's often also referred to as a D like David, M like Mary, B like boy, DMB. In an abbreviation. In canned or bagged food, that means the percentage when the food's moisture is removed. This provides a means of fairly allowing consumers to compare food with widely varied moisture content. It levels the playing field in some ways, and it lets you compare apples to apples. On the other hand, a beef entree or chicken dinner only needs to have 25% of the specified ingredient. Now here's the tricky part. To avoid listing an undesirable ingredient too high in the order of ingredients, some companies split an ingredient into fractional components of that ingredient. What this means is they may take an ingredient such as corn and list cornmeal, corn gluten, corn, whatever. By separating the components, they can list meat or fish as the first ingredient because they know consumers understand the label lists the contents from the most prevalent ingredient to the least prevalent ingredient. So watch out when you see several related ingredients itemized like this. You may be looking at a food that should be listing corn as the first ingredient. Another thing to watch is for the other types of proteins and grains that may not be in the name of the food, but may be in the content. This is especially important for pets with allergies. I often find brewer's yeast in dog food, and I had a dog that was allergic to it. This was especially important because she was on prescription food, and many of those also had it. So you may find chicken or wheat in a food labeled as hypoallergenic lamb and rice. Even when the food content changes, manufacturers are allowed a considerable period of time to update the labels. So if you observe symptoms of a problem, don't ignore it. Contact your veterinarian for a checkup. Likewise, if you buy a food and you read through the ingredients, even if it's a prescribed food, should there be ingredients in there that appear to be a problem, contact your veterinarian before you feed your animal that food, if it's at all possible. So last of all, try to find a food made by a company you can trust, and I know that's not easy with all the recalls that have been listed lately. Find one with ingredients you understand. There are many more little secrets to deciphering the labels, and I'll try to get a blog post or a podcast out that talks more about reading cat food labels specifically, since cats have some unique needs in terms of their food and their nutritional supplements that get added to their food. Meanwhile, I hope you have a wonderful week. Give the kitties and the dogs a pat for me. And again, this is Penny at PAWS, P-A-W-S with Penny, and I'm over at Catnip Casa Cat Refuge. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Thank you.